Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting third. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French bunts towards third. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up towards third. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern takes first base on ball four. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Redfern steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 0 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berg moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berg scores. McCain moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Perkins for a passed ball. McCain moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCain scores. Metzler scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berg bunts in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Kerr steals third. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas strikes out. There goes Bishop. The throw from Berg and Bishop is out. There goes French. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Boley moves to second. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Sammy Hale. Jim Cronin pinch runs for Cy Perkins. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to third. Cronin moves to second. George Burns pinch hits for Jack Quinn. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to home to get Boley. Cronin moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Cochran now catching. George Burns now playing first base. Carol Yerkes now pitching. Jimmy Fox now playing third base. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCain hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yerkes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Redfern moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg is walked intentionally. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman now playing center field. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Homer Summa pinch hits for Carol Yerkes. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.